Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. We have had for the past year or so Patricia Gentile, tax attorney, CPA with over 26 years experience, in the trenches with taxpayers, defending them, representing them, making resolutions for them. We have been getting a masterclass with Patricia, a masterclass. But today we have breaking news on the show, breaking news right here on Biz Talk Radio. On January 8th, the acting national IRS taxpayer advocate released her 2019 annual report to Congress. And guess what? The IRS is in over their heads. They are not going to be there for you. Therefore, you need an advocate. And Patricia, welcome back. It's always so wonderful to have you in our educational sessions, but why do people call you? Give us some of the reasons why people need an advocate.
That's a great question, Frankie. People call, oh my God, I have to say that in all my years of doing this work, there is a underlining thread or a common thread about why people call, and it's fear and desperation. I'll be honest with you, that's really, it couldn't, you know, on the outside of that, you know, on the peripheral, there's like this collateral damage going on in their lives, such as, you know, someone won't, you know, their fiance won't set a date for the wedding until they get their tax issue clean matter cleaned up. You know, something like that. They can't, maybe a taxpayer can't even apply for a mortgage because the tax liens on unresolved past tax debt is preventing them from getting a mortgage. But that's collateral damage.
Yes.
I will tell you deep down inside, when you listen to why they first walk in and say, this is why I need help, what you find out is how they've gotten to this point, what got them to this position, but why they haven't sought help out sooner rather than later. And it's that fear, it's the shame, it's the intimidation about it all, and the anxiety. I'd say 50% of my clients over the years, it's 50-50 even between those who will open the envelopes that they get sent in the mail and those who don't. It's 50-50. Some bring me in a box, and others actually have tossed things away. They've moved several times and hoping to outrun these notices or phone calls. And unfortunately, one of the more, one of the more scary situations is when you don't have a power of attorney representative such as myself on record with the IRS, and you owe tax debt or not unfiled returns. You need to file returns. A revenue officer, IRS revenue officer, shows up at your door, knocks on the door, and gives you their credentials, shows you their credentials and their calling card, and says why they're there. I just retained a client a couple of weeks ago as a result of that happening. And, oh, my God, talk about that being a very fearful situation.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I just want to assure anybody that they're not there to arrest you. They cannot. They can't. They don't have any kind of enforcement authority like that, law enforcement authority. They're just a government agency. However, it's still intimidating. Just know that they can't come to take your house or take you away. And a lot of people believe that as well. They just believe that that's what's going to happen to them if they don't do something. But don't let it go that far. Please just definitely give me a call. I offer free initial telephone consultations to find out what the problems are, what the issues are. Be very happy to at least set you a little bit at ease that you could take a deep breath. There are options to resolve. Usually there's more than one. And, bring you that hope again that, you know, this can be resolved instead of feeling that this is hopeless.
Absolutely.
And you have to run and hide.
And that relief, you're getting relief that you can breathe again. More importantly, many times, and you have shared with me that we are responsible, even if your accountant did something on your behalf that you were not aware of, you are responsible for that. You are responsible for the mistakes that your accountant, whoever is preparing your taxes. And so sometimes it's just a matter of you thought something was done, it wasn't. I mean, there is a list that you have shared with me from people being extorted, taking advantage of them and getting all of their money and then no money left to pay the IRS. The stories would just absolutely put your head in a ball. You wouldn't even believe what's going on in this country. And that's why we need the advocacy. That's why we need the advocacy that Patricia brings to us, because the IRS can be worked, as we know that there's resolution out there, but you need someone to be that voice for you, because I don't know how to navigate the IRS and most people do not, but you have over 26 years experience in just this arena and you're a CPA on top of it as a tax attorney.
Yeah, and I've heard over 1,000 stories, and I'm literally, as someone had put it to me, a good friend of mine said, I'm literally in the middle of everyone's novel when I'm working with you, and I'm very happy to listen to that. It's important.
Yes, yes.
Very important.
I know. But, it really is. And working with the IRS on your own is so intimidating, as we've just shared. And even if you one day you can talk with one person and get one story, and the other day, it's best to let the experts handle this. It's best to do that. You know, you wouldn't get into a school bus with all of those kids and their lives at your hands if you didn't know how to drive a school bus.
Right.
You just would never do that.
That's right.
Don't let anyone bamboozle you. Go to the expert. Go to Pat. Patricia knows what she's talking about. Give out the website, the phone number. And as always, thank you so much for this breaking news information today.
Always a pleasure, Frankie, to bring that forward. My phone number, please call me if you have a problem or questions. 1-800-880-8388, and my website is Gentile, that's with a G, GentileCPALaw.com.
Awesome. We'll be right back. This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to us on BizTalk Radio. That's BizTalkRadio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.